You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Oh, you know about the stairs. Come on.
Here we go.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we got Holstone in there, third last year. Do you remember, forget these horses?
Sorry. He nearly jumped out of his chair when we started talking about the stairs.
You know, Holstone...
I saw him the other day.
Yeah, that was my big recommendation as a place on him, at the festival. He's third last year. He's in really good form, and he's a forgotten horse. You know, he's the best horse in England, whatever the Irish are going to bring over, I don't know. But, when he's right, which he is now, he'll run really well.
Sam, your dad's just come alive. Stairs, he said, I know about this one.
Yeah, he was a good third in it last year. Obviously, he's a grand horse. He's been there and done it before. He really likes Cheltenham. When you look through the race, you look through a lot of them. Obviously, Paisley Park has been good all year, but it's obviously very short price now. Faheen has just always been Faheen. He's got loads and loads of ability. He'd be the one for me. I think you've got to stick a balls on his back and see how he's going, because he's so much ability, but it's a big question marks as always.
Oliver, I'm very conscious not to leave you to last, so we're going to head to you. Paisley Park, how impressed have you been by him so far?
Yeah, big fan. I love these stairs. He reminds me of English Driver. He's always just behind the bridle, always just doing enough. And then I know Aidan was really worried at the top of the hill in his last race in the Cleve, and then he just grabbed hold of him and he just took off. And I think that's a sign of a real good horse. He hasn't beaten much over here, but I don't think there's much to beat. There's a lot of vibes coming over from Ireland over Faheem, but he's an 11-year-old. Can he come back? I can't. I'm afraid Paisley
Park... It's been 33 years since an 11-year-old won this race.
God, you've done your homework, haven't you?
That was impressive.
Yeah,
really
very impressive.
Very I read impressive. That somewhere.
Yeah. No, I'm a big Paisley Park fan. It'd be great for Aidan and great for Emma.
AP, what did you like in the stairs? Paisley Park, it was a dominant performance last time, wasn't it? You can see why he's favourite.
Yeah, he definitely upped his game. I thought it was, like, when he won in Ascot, I wasn't that impressed with him, to be honest. Didn't think it was much of a race. Beat a horse of Western Approach, where he's called up Tizzards, it never wins. He beat him again at Cheltenham the last day. But you'd have to be impressed the way he turned into the straight. He looked like, as Oliver said, looked like he was half struggling down the hill, like a lot of the good stairs do. The Barracudas, English Driver, Big Bucks, they all race a bit like that. And he flew up the hill. I look at the stair turtle it is now, and I'm not sure there's great depth to it. You know, I think Faheen, I can see why they fancy him. Ruby said when he fell against Atlas Jade the last time, he still had plenty of horse. He won the stairs hurdle in Punchestown at the back end of last season. He got a bit of a freebie, to be fair. But before he won the Ballymore, he won in Limerick on really heavy ground over 3 miles, and they couldn't pull him up. Now, I know it was 5 years ago or something, but still. I genuinely think it's a two-horse race. You know, I can't see any of the rest of them having any chance. I think you'd have to... Look, he's a crazy price, 5-4. But he probably deserves to be the way it's looking at the moment. Mm.
Tom Faheen, he's won 11 of his 12 starts over hurdles. It was a pretty bad fall, wasn't it, last time?
It was a bad fall, but he's never been beaten when he's raced over 2.5 miles when he stood up. He's a proper three-miler. He's always been a three-miler. They because he was so good, he could win the champion hurdle. It was probably what I was going back to earlier about there not being that many good two-milers around, but he's never been beaten when he's gone over 2.5 miles, so he's clearly shot. It's going to sound ridiculous because he's won a champion hurdle and he's won a Ballymore, but if it was at Punchestown, I think he'd win. Because it's Cheltenham, I just don't think he's quite as good at Cheltenham. I think if you look at his Racing Post ratings or his ratings, even though he's won a champion hurdle, it's £10 below what he's done at Punchestown in the past. So that's my only slight query about him. I think Paisley Park is a ridiculous price, simply for the fact that the race, the Cleve last time, totally fell apart. Coming at the top of the hill, he was at any price to win. Coming to 2 out, he's still any price to win, and he wins by 15, whatever he was, 15 lengths. Now, that's clearly a sign of a good horse, but I think it tells you something about the race, for me, that it fell apart.
Our horse made a mistake, just at the right, wrong time. You'd have been bang there otherwise.
Yeah, and that's what I think. I think, the ratings will tell you he improved £20 to win that race at the Cleve Hill. Now, he's had a few runs. He was pulled up in the Albert Bartlett, and suddenly he runs once at a good run, and now he's 5-4 to win a stayers. It's not what I like in a bet. You know, if he was 5-1, yeah, no worries, but 5-4 is really short. Faheen's got much better form.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling.
Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.